Blog Talk Radio.
everyone. Thank you all for joining in. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I am your host for tonight. Prophet Antoine Thomas is supposed to be our speaker for tonight, but he's here in Chicago in a revival with his brother, servant pastor Troy Thomas. And if you would like to tune in to Servant Pastor Troy Thomas' page under Servant Troy Thomas to review the revival, you can do it as well as listen to it on Blog Talk. We're going to go into prayer because the service is in way, and I want you to be able to hear something that God may be saying and sharing with you at this time or have shared it with you at an earlier time. But I want you to be blessed by the revival. So let's go into prayer so we can get right in on service of the revival. So please be listening. Get your Bibles, pen, and pencil out. God, I want to say we come to you right now with an open heart, a heart of repentance, a heart opening, and a mind open for understanding. God, we ask you to do what only you could do on tonight, God. Let something be said. Let something be heard. Let the people be listening, God, to your word that's going to come across the airwaves into the phone waves, that somebody may be saved or somebody may return back unto you, oh God. God, let your word penetrate our hearts, penetrate our mind and our spirit, God, that we may allow you to live in us permanently, not sometime, not some kind of, but permanently. God, we just want you to have your way over us, our family, and America. God, we're going to end this prayer with a saying, God, we expect you, we invite you, and we love you. Come into our lives as we listen to the man of God bring forth the word on tonight. So you all get ready. Amen. The word has been spoken and it's been said in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen.
Hallelujah.
And about the spirit to the prophet.
Check on the line to see if the prophet is on the line at this time. Prophet, are you on the line? Okay. I don't know if he's going to call in shortly, but just in case, what we're going to do, we're just going to go on with our service on tonight. We're not going to prolong the time. I was talking about some things over the week with God. I was sharing some thoughts with God concerning my life with Him, where the fourth Monday of last month, as the month had ended, God started sharing with me about the next level. When I was saying to God, where am I going with this, how could I say it, with this program you have given me? Why? The reason I call it program, because sometimes you be at work and your work schedule change. So with this program that I'm in and the place that I'm in, I'm programming my mind, I'm programming my heart, and I'm programming my desires to do what God has told me to do. And I began to talk to God and begin to thank God and just get in a place of saying, God, you have not kept your word. You have not blessed me. You have not forgiven me. God, you have not given up on me. And I just begin to just tell God, I want to just thank you for being God and for being a God of chance after chance after chance. Because some of us can walk around here and act like we don't know that God has given us a chance one more again, that we don't know that God has given us a chance one more time, that we don't know that we have been back and forth before God saying, God, you can trust me. God, you can trust me. God, you can trust me. And with that being said, God has kept blessing us, kept forgiving us, kept coming forth with answering our prayers. But with that being said, we want to act like we have dotted every I and crossed every T when we know we haven't. We really know that we haven't. You know, I've had to come to a place where I said, God, I heard a song by this guy, J.J. Harrison, and this lady, Mercy Chinwo, I think that's how you say her last name, Chinwoo. It's called Excess Love. Let me check real quick. Prophet, are you on the line? Prophet Antoine Thomas, are you on the line? Okay, well, he's not on the line, but I'm just going to keep going. And if and when he do come on the line, he can feel free to break in and let God use him. But I came across this song, and the song is called Excess Love. Now, I want you all to understand that when I heard this song, I went into a place of, oh, God, I had never thought about it like that. The song says, excess love. It tells me how much God loved me. The song began to say and share with me that he loved me so much that all she can say was, oh. She said, you love me so much, oh. And I began to just say, God, that is an awesome love. That is a love that we can't even understand that somebody will love us like that. That's a love that we would not even come to ourselves to say, somebody loved me like that. I would like to just share this song with you all. If you just give me a moment, I'm cluing it up on my YouTube. Just listen to this song as I turn up the volume. Just listen to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just to know that God loves us like that. God loves us so much. As I was reading in my word, I had to go back to Genesis. I had to go back and I had to look in the first chapter, verse 7, where it says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. He created man. I had to go look over in the 6th and 7th verse of the 2nd chapter that said, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Now, knowing it hadn't rained on the earth yet, the 7th verse says, and the Lord God formed man of dust of the ground, and he breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, after reading that, I had to sit back and say, God, I thank you. God, out of all the disappointments mankind have been doing and mankind have been giving and mankind have been living in like they like it, God, but yet you still loved us after you made us, after you gave us life. God, you still love us. And you're still wanting to and willing to bless us, God, if we just get in place. And then I kept on reading and reading, and I got over to the 6th chapter of Genesis, and it said it in the 6th verse, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on this earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And I said, oh, my God. I really actually began to weep to just realize that mankind, this is in the biblical time, back in the day, as we would say, that it was they were so evil, and there was so much going on the earth, and that mankind was doing any and every imaginable thing in a mind that they could do with each other and to each other. And that it repented God that he had made us. And I began to weep and say, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not standing in my place. I'm sorry for not doing what I've been instructed to do. I'm sorry for acting like I was doing something like what you said. And I began to just weep and weep. And I went across just looking on YouTube in my gospel section, and that song came up, and that song had touched my heart. So to realize that when John 3:16 told me that God so loved the world. Well, I'm going to start at 15. It says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The 16th verse said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Verse 17 says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that he would, through him, might be saved. And I begin to just read that chapter and read those verses along with what I had read in Genesis, the 1st chapter, the 2nd chapter, the 3rd chapter, so on, with how God had found favor with Noah and how God had gave Noah instructions of how to build the ark, and for the from the cubic inches to how large, how big, what to put on, who to put on, how many to put on, and still made room for his family, and he made sure that his sons had wives, and how God had just looked at everything and put everything in order. And not, like I said, gave instructions of when to enter the ark, how they was going to enter the ark, what all to put in the ark so that everything and everybody would have food. And even when how to send out the dove to go out and look for dry land, and when the dove would come back, God gave instructions. And I said, God, I want to learn how to follow your instructions to that depth. I want to learn how to hear your instructions to that depth, so that when God was telling me about the next level, that it was no more, well, I think I heard God say, and, you know, well, I felt like God was speaking in my spirit. Well, I would be able to say, I know what God said. I know that God had told my spirit man, as well as he told me, how to do it, how to go about it, and how to be in place, not only to receive his word, but to release his word. Not just release his word for others, but to release it for me. Because we may be living in a pandemic, but we have a pandemic in our own life. Today may be 9/11, where America is remembering when, what happened on this day in America history. But we've been having a 9/11 in our spirit for a long time. Well, we need to understand the emergency. We need to understand the remembrance. We need to understand what God has done for us on 9/11, 10/11, 1/11, 2/11, 3/11, 4/11, 5/11, 6/7, and 12/11. How even 8/11. We got to go back and just look at every month of every year that we've been here, and even the times that our mothers and fathers and other ancestors and elders have told us about. We've been having an emergency in our life because we have not been walking with God. So we've been living and walking in a pandemic in our Christ life. We have not been doing what God has told us to do. We have not been in a place where God have instructed us to be, because not only did he make us in his image, not only did he give us the breath of life. See, I hope you're hearing me. Not only did he give us instructions through Noah of how he repented that he had made man on this earth. That right there, that kind of hit me a little hard, because I said, have mankind, not only then, but even now, have become so evil, so trifling, so lovers of themselves, that God is going back to repenting? But then we have to look at where we have Jesus on his right side, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive those that do know what they're doing, but give them another chance. That's why I started off saying, I thank God for being another chance, God, after another chance, after another chance, because God is still trying to get us to do it right. God is still trying to get us to get it right. God is still trying to let us know, you need to walk in front of me right. You need to represent what I have put in you the right way. God, I thank you, because, see, I'm going to get a little selfish right here, and I hope you understand what I'm saying when I say this. I've taken that personal of God telling me to get it right, because when I got married, my last name became Wright. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you that you've given me a chance, because if the enemy of my soul would have had his way, I'd have been dead a long time ago. I'd have never left my enter into preteen, let alone being a teenager. I thank God for what he has done with my life, in my life, and with my family. I thank God for a chance to be used by him. See, a lot of times we say, I want God to use me, but we don't want nobody to see it or hear us say it, because we want to live on this side of the fence and we want to live on that side of the fence. We want to be for God when we need something, when we want something, but we don't want to give God what he wants, what he needs, and what he's told us to do, that we have to be willing to speak to people, let people see us to know that God is God. Let people see us to know that God has no respect of person, that God don't have no big eyes and little U's. His word said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God's words tell us that we can believe in him, we can repent, we can get back before him, and we can know that God loves us so much. All we have left to say is, oh, God, how can you love me like that? Oh, God, I thank you for loving me like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You have these girlfriends, boyfriends, men, women, you know, in your life, your fiancé, your fiahu, your wife, your husband. You're walking around saying, I'm married when I'm at home, or I'm married when I'm with him or her. But God is saying, represent him at all times. When you said I do to her or him, God said you once told me you I do to you. So when we sit back and look at, we tell people, oh, I love him. I love him so much. I just want him to be happy. Oh, I love her so much. I just want her to be happy. Oh, why don't they love me like they should? I want them to. Oh, why not this and why not that? But if we stop and think about it, nowhere in that conversation did I say we put it up before God when it came to us loving someone else, but yet and still we want people to understand how much we love them and why we love them, but we have not sat down one time and understood how God loves us and why God loves us. I was speaking with Apostle Elect, and I was telling her I was reading the Bible, and I had been reading this part of the Bible many times, but yet and still I never really saw it or heard it till recently, where it says God was speaking with his sons. Not only is Jesus his son, but we do know that Satan is a son of God. And I'm saying that to say this. There is evil and good everywhere. That's why we have a choice. And I'm choosing, if I'm going to follow God, which I am, I'm going to follow love. I'm going to follow charity, which we know is love. I'm going to follow giving what God has given me, understanding, patience, tolerance. Now, don't get me wrong. You can be patient with someone, but don't mean you tolerate them. I have a saying that I say all the time, if you don't appreciate me, you won't tolerate me. And I had to take that and take it to God and say, God, please don't let me call myself tolerating you or not appreciating you, because I only want to love you when I need something or want something or I done caught myself up in a situation. I want to be like the words of that song. I want to be able to say God has excess love for me, excessive love for me. Do you know what that's like? For someone to love you so much, they gave you their word, Genesis to Revelation. They gave you a book you can read and you can hold it in your heart that tells you how much he loves you. But at the same time, the book tells you his love is not to be played with. We serve an awesome God. We serve a terrible God. We serve a God that will walk before us. We serve a God that will fight before us. We serve a God that will redeem us. We serve a God that will restore us. We serve a God that will build us up. We serve a God that will heal us. We serve a God that will be there when nobody else was there. We serve a God that will not stab us in the back. We serve a God that will not talk about us to nobody else. We serve a God that says, I understand your tears. I understand your moans. I understand your groans. I understand when you can't even speak. I understand the hidden secret places. God said that he can reach us no matter where we at. He said, be abased and abound. He said, wherever you make your bed, he said he'll be there. We serve a God that is just that God. If we allow God to be who he is in our lives, we can go to the next level. I am looking for the next level in God. I'm asking God to equip me. I'm asking God to teach me, to send the teachers my way that's teaching me. I'm asking God to give me a spirit of being teachable. You know what I mean? I want to be taught. I want to be fed by his leaders that he has placed in my life. I'm not letting any and everybody lay hands on me, no. I'm not letting any and everybody speak into my life. I'm asking God to teach me how to recognize the vessel that he sends to me because he loves me that much that he will send to me who he has to teach me, to guide me, to tell me what thus said the Lord. And to tell me, no. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I want to be so deep. I want to walk around looking like I'm sucking on a lemon. Because even God himself, he went to the festivals, the feasts, and he sat out and enjoyed. He sat out and talked with people and got to know people. He sat out and let them know that there is a way out. He sat down and talked with them. He felt the infirmities of the people. I want to be able to get with God and say, God, I thank you for loving me so much that you didn't give up, you didn't give in. You know, we were kids. If a boy liked you, he would send you a note that says, would you be my girlfriend, yes or no? Then it got to a point when he wasn't for sure. He would put another box down and said, maybe so. I want to check the yes in God's box. Lord, I want to be used by you. I want to know that I am being prepared to be used by you. God, I want to be able to let you know and everybody that knows me know I love you. I love you with a whole heart. God, I just thank you for what you're doing. Lord, I thank you, God, for loving me like that. The record said, you love me too much. Oh,
You have my utmost admiration.
I'm going to be able to say, God, I thank you for loving me to the point that all I can do is just say, you love me so much. Oh, I'm going to put the record back on so that we can finish listening to it before we close out. And we're going to go. Just listen. Just listen. You got a few more minutes, about four more. Love is amazing. Yeah, excuse me. You too. Yes. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. When I tell you that song blessed me so, Jesus, you love me too much. Oh, I thank God for loving me like that. I thank God for loving me like that. I thank God for loving me like that. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Facebook, I didn't do it tonight live, but we did have a little portion of Facebook Live on tonight with the revival that the man of God, Prophet Antoine Thomas, was involved in with Pastor Troy Thomas, Servant Troy Thomas. I want to thank them for having that portion on. I want to just thank God for loving us enough that he can be in any place, many place, and every place at the same time, because he's God like that. I thank God for that. I'm going to ask if anybody have anything they would like to say on tonight, whether it was about the revival on Facebook or what we just was listening to, the record, or what I was talking about on Blog Talk. I know it wasn't my night, but you can't not be ready to do what God has for you to do at any given time. Always be ready to be used by God. Is there anyone that would like to say something on tonight? Please say something now at this time.
Hello?
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 Yes, go ahead.
Yes, woman of God, are you doing any, are you doing testimonies or are you praying at this time?
If you want to pray, if you want to give a testimony or whatever it is God put on your heart, go ahead.
Well, I really just came in, but on the prayer line, on the, you know, program altogether, I really enjoyed it. It's my first time. And just praying on tonight as well, I really enjoyed what I did, you know, get into the show tonight and hearing the ministry. I wanted to know which nights do you come on so that I can be, join in, because I really had a nice time with the show.
Okay. Can I ask you, what's your name, please?
I'm Sarah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sarah, for joining in, and welcome to our first night. I post a lot on my Facebook page under Sylvia Kizer. That's K-I-Z-E-R. We're on Monday nights, we're on Friday nights, and we're on Sunday mornings. We have different speakers that speak on this live blog talk radio ministries. It's called Iron Sharpening Iron. On Monday nights, we are at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Fridays, I usually do the first and third Friday of the month. Prophet Antoine normally does the second and fourth Friday of the month, and that's from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sunday mornings, we have Apostle-elect Cecilia Kizer, who does Sunday morning service at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you, like I said, if you ever want to just tune in, you could either look on my Facebook page. Our speakers is Dr. Serena Wright on the first Mondays of the month. The second Mondays of the month is Pastor Troy Thomas. The third Mondays of the month is Minister Margot McCord. And the fourth Mondays of the month is myself, Minister Sylvia Kizer. But that's the only times that I have right now. So if you would like to look on my page, you can see whatever postings we have. If you're not a friend of mine, you can either just check my page or send a friend request. And I'll if you say your name is Sarah, I would look for the name Sarah and accept it so you can see my postings.
Okay, woman of God, I would definitely do that. And I was just praying tonight as well that God may use me in the way that he wants to use me, and also order my steps in the way that I should go as far as what he wants me to do, and also divine revelation knowledge.
Okay. I touch and agree with you with that, that I believe that God is going to do just that because you asked. He said, if we lack wisdom, ask. And by you asking God and you going to him with an open heart and being faithful with what he's given you. I believe God is going to do that. Just stay faithful to God. Trust God with all of it. Trust him with everything. Don't second guess God. If you're not for sure God is saying it, keep praying, fast on it, talk with God, and God is going to reveal to you what he said do. And do what he said do, not something like it, not kind of like it, but do what God said do. Just trust him. Okay?
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak at this time?
Good evening, woman of God. This is Minister Margo McCoy. I'd just like to say I appreciate you being faithful. I appreciate your openness to the Lord. I know that God is pleased when his children do what he says.
Yes.
Just like our natural fathers are pleased when we do what they tell us to do. And I just want you to know God loves you. And the song was beautiful, that God loves us. And all I could think about is the whole concept of radical love.
That's a love
that's just amazing beyond anything we can actually comprehend or understand. And I also like to welcome Sarah to our listening and say God loves you and we'll be praying for you. Thank you for joining us. God bless
yes.
you.
Yes. Thank you so much, Minister Margo. You know, I love you and I thank God for you and just to continue to let God have his way in your life. God, I just thank you for that. Is there anyone else that would like to speak at this time?
Amen. As Minister Margo already said, obey God.
Thank you so much, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. Thank you for that. Is there anyone else that would like to speak up on tonight and say something? Okay, we would like to thank everyone that joined in with the Blog Talk service on tonight. We thank you all for taking time out on this Friday night when you could be doing anything else, but you took the time out to just listen. You took the time out to express your desires with God. You took the time out to let it out that you want to be used by God. You want to be used for the Lord. We want to say, God, we thank you for Sarah that came online, God. Answer her prayers, God. Touch her heart in a mighty way. Touch her mind in a mighty way. Touch her spirit in a mighty way, God. Put in her what you have called forth to go into her, God. Put in her what is needed. Let her lock down on your word, God. We place her under the Holy Ghost arrest that she will be teachable. She will be ready to be taught, God. She will not walk in fear, but she will walk in the love that you have set forth for her on this night, God. We know that you make no mistakes. And everything that's done and will be done, God, is called according to what you say. It's called according to what you're doing, oh God. We just ask you to let your word go out live as well as listening to it in the archives later on, God. For your word will be. For you said that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords. God, we just thank you for what you're doing, God. I love the fact that you had a song that can touch and agree with my spirit to get me to understand how much you love us, oh God. God, we may not dot every I, may not cross every T, but the desire to dot every I and cross every T concerning you from your word, from Genesis to Revelation, God, we ask you to cover the man of God, which was on an assignment on tonight, God. We ask you to cover this ministry, God, because we know that this is a blessed ministry. This is a ministry that you called. We ask you to cover our overseer, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. We ask you to cover every man and woman of God that listens to this ministry and participate in this ministry. For God, this ministry, iron sharpening iron, through Smile 3E, is not by happenstance, but it is by purpose. And God, let your word go forth and do the purpose which it was sent to do. God, we would not take it back. Before we take it back, we would add more to it. God, cover America. Let America know that they're on assignment and they're on schedule, because America will come back to you, O Lord, with bended knees, hands held high, mouth open and heart open to receive what your word says. For God, this is a nation that was built on you. It was built on in God we trust. In God we trust. In God we trust. In Jesus' name, America has been put under Holy Ghost arrest. Amen and amen. Thank you all for joining in. Don't forget our prayer lines. Missionary Linda Handy has a prayer line that is every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Time, every Sunday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Excuse me. The phone number is 605-313-4818. 605-313-4818. The code number is 647-147. Code 647-147. Dr. Loretta Pickett, which motto is 2 Chronicles 7:14, has a daily prayer line Monday through Friday from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Her phone number is 425-436-6341, 425-436-6341. Her code is 660925, 660925. Pastor Troy Thomas have Sunday worship at 2:30 p.m., 4344 West Madison Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60624. And don't forget, our very own Dr. Serena Wright has written a book, and it's called The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. You can reach her at her email address, which is givetoafrica@yahoo.com. That's give, G-I-V-E, the number 2, Africa, A-F-R-I-C-I-A, at yahoo.com. Her Facebook page is Dr. Serena Wright. That's capital D, small r, capital C, Y-R-E-N-E, last name Wright, W-R-G-H-T. Her IM page is the same as her Facebook page. You can contact her to find out when is the release of her book. And I'm just asking God to do what only God can do. And I'm asking God to answer all prayers on that is put out there, even the secret place, asking God for deliverance and just saying, God, have your way in our life. We love you, Lord. We love you with our whole heart. And with that being said, no, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. And remember, God loves you so much. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.